Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Look, Virginia's changing rapidly. I don't think it's for the better, personally. One of the things that worries me is this, I think, mad dash to legalize marijuana. I know some of you have made it very clear you disagree with me. I've never smoked pot, so, you know, maybe my opinion is skewed that I was just raised with this very negative attitude about it. But things are changing, and so I guess we're all going to get some sort of education about the ups and downs of pot in our society. David Evans is senior counsel for Civil, which is the Cannabis Industry Victims Educating Litigators, and the East Coast spokesperson for Americans Against Legalizing Marijuana. So, David, I appreciate you coming on today because it seems like we're 100% green-lighting pot in the state, and we're going to actually have the state of Virginia licensing people to sell it. So that'll be a big difference for those of us who, you know, I've been around people who smoked pot, you know, in the basement or out on the back deck during a party. And, but you know, when you're doing something kind of on the DL covertly, that's a very different societal norm than people just walking down the street smoking pot. Don't overdo it here, but tell me what you think we will encounter in the next couple of years.
Well, I can just share the experience of the other states that have legalized marijuana, and most of them are in the West, and they've had it there for a while. So the word has not quite gotten to the East Coast yet about all the problems that are there. But what we see is this is not just legalizing marijuana. This is not just about having a joint at home on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. This is the commercialization, advertising, and expanding the market for marijuana. So you are going to see a very aggressive industry pushing the high THC levels. Now, when I was in college and smoked pot back in the 60s, marijuana was not at all like it is today. There are now marijuana products that are 99% THC, and edibles are commonly sold with 85-99% THC. If you smoke
marijuana,
that's
the ingredient that makes you high, right?
Right, and okay. It is also psychoactive in many ways. The high potency marijuana, which is a very different drug from the Woodstock weed, has been clearly shown now to cause mental illness, addiction, and a lot of other mental health and social and health problems. The ER emergency rooms in LA, for example, or Pueblo, Colorado, I know ER docs that are there on a daily basis see mental health problems coming in as a result of this high potency marijuana.
Like what? What happens?
Well, they have a psychotic reaction to it. They become mentally ill, dangerous. A lot of the mass killers were marijuana users. The Secret Service has just came out with a study on that. And it is the chronic use of this high potency marijuana, which the marijuana industry is pushing. Just like the opiate industry pushed opiates, just like the tobacco industry pushed high nicotine cigarettes, And I can recall seeing congressional testimony with the heads of the tobacco companies all swearing that nicotine was not addictive. I mean, it seems ludicrous today. Mm-hmm. But the marijuana industry is following the playbook of the tobacco industry and the opiate industry, trying to addict our young people. The edibles are made attractive to children. They look like candy. Edibles will be able to be sold. It's not just smoking a joint in the privacy of your home. They're going to push marijuana clubs. They're going to push using marijuana in public. New Jersey just passed a marijuana legalization bill that will allow children to use marijuana. Basically, they've made it legal for children to use marijuana there. Because if you get caught using marijuana as a child, and I'm not talking about 18-year-olds here, the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to get a warning from a police officer, and the police officer is not even permitted to tell your parents. You only get to tell the parents on a second offense.
Unbelievable.
So you have a very aggressive, well-funded marijuana industry that is filling the coffers of these politicians with donations and spending millions of dollars because they have millions of dollars to make on this highly addictive substance.
And when you look at these other states, what has happened with rank-and-file employees? I mean, I think the average person in my age group probably would say, look, what you do, to your point, on a Saturday night in your basement, I don't want to know, I don't care, you don't have any responsibilities till maybe Monday morning, it's fine. But I got to believe that this is going to be the kind of thing that someone like me who doesn't smoke pot, who kind of needs to be on my game, I mean, I try to be on my game on the radio and everything else that I'm doing in life, that I'm going to start encountering people where I think, were you smoking earlier today? are you with it? And I
maybe
it doesn't matter at the
very
fast food joint, but I suspect it will everywhere else.
Well, it's going to make driving in Virginia a lot more dangerous. It's going to increase certain types of crime, and it's going to increase mental illness that can lead to violence. Mm-hmm. People.
What crime do you see it increase?
Well, what we've seen in the other states is an increase in violent crimes. The problem is that people don't automatically associate it with marijuana. But when you look at child deaths, child abuse deaths, the states where we have the data, marijuana is the number one substance that the parents were under the influence when they hurt their child. In Colorado, when you look at suicides between the ages of 15 and 19, which is the most vulnerable age for this, marijuana is the number one drug, not alcohol, not anything else, but marijuana, not opiates. Marijuana is the number one drug and in teen suicides. We have organizations of the victims of the marijuana industry, Moms Strong. That's momsstrong.org, has stories from moms and their families about their children who have committed suicide due to high-potency marijuana. There's also the Marijuana Victims Alliance, MVAA.org or .info. If you have a young person in your family that's using marijuana and you're concerned, you can contact them for help. But we're going to see an increase in addiction. We're going to see an increase in mental illness and health problems. In Colorado, the emergency room admissions for children, young kids being exposed to marijuana went up something like 600%. And now they're seeing a condition with chronic marijuana use is called cannabis hyperemesis. They get, we call it scromiting. They come into the ER and they have uncontrolled vomiting. And the marijuana is so addictive that when the doctors tell them, you know, if you stop using marijuana, this will go away, they get angry at the doctor. And that's one of the problems.
It's just crazy to me that this is pushed so fast through Virginia. And I think I do a pretty good job of keeping up with what people are talking about.
Yeah.
And these conversations, I think, have been not a part of the public dialogue. That's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on to.
Yeah, we try to inform legislators when we can, but the way that they're doing it is they're saying that it's social justice. They're putting out the myth that a lot of minority young men are in prison for personal use of marijuana. And everybody believes that. But it's just absolutely not true. We've done research on it. We've published a paper on it. It just simply is not true that there are mass incarceration for possession of personal amounts of marijuana. I've been a criminal defense attorney in New Jersey since the 1970s. I've never known anybody to go to jail for possession of a small amount of marijuana.
Yeah.
And the amount, but everybody believes it. And by the way, the amount that Virginia has legalized is an ounce of marijuana. That's about 60 joints.
Okay. And that puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah. You think of an ounce as being very small, but a joint
but
is about
not.
A half a gram. And when I was in college, if you had 60 joints, you were the local pusher.
Oh, I bet.
So now people are going to be able to walk around with 60 joints. No problem, according to the legislature of Virginia.
Big changes coming in Virginia, and we've got to keep an eye on it. David, I got to run, but I really appreciate you coming on. David Evans, who's the senior counsel at the Cannabis Industry Victims Educating Litigators. And we'll talk again because I think we're a little late in picking up this conversation. Thank you.
I appreciate your attention to this issue. I really do.